Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Eco Money on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, if you trek through the Malaysian rainforest in the heart of Sarawak in Borneo, you may stumble upon a traditional longhouse with rattan and textile weavers. Tenoti is a congregation of Sarawakian women weavers and artisans dedicated towards the production, promotion and proliferation of handcrafted fabrics. Songkit, for example, is a traditional Malaysian hand-woven fabric created by women in the Malay Peninsula and Sarawak. The term songkit refers to the decorative weaving technique used to make the fabric, which entails inserting gold or silver thread in between the base threads. And if you caught this year's Malaysian budget, the document folio that contained the Malaysian budget 2023 carried by Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim to Parliament to present his budget speech, well, it was carried in a songkit bag. Curtis Chin, Chair, Milken Institute Asia Centre, recently ventured to Sarawak, and by plane, boat and SUV, he visited traditional weavers. He joins us now to discuss weaving business with sustainability. Curtis, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
What a wonderful time to be together with you again. Always delighted to speak with you.
Back in Singapore, I know, and you've just returned from many places, Japan, but also Sarawak. I'm interested, what were you doing there?
Well, first, I hope everyone listening knows where Sarawak is, but just some background. So people, you know, through myth, through legend, through their own visits, know of the island of Borneo, really one of the largest islands in the world. Borneo, though, is divided into the major part, which is Kalimantan, really part of Indonesia. Mm-hmm. There's the tiny sultanate of Brunei. But then there are two states of Malaysia, Sarawak and Sabah. And so for my trip back to Sarawak, I don't know, maybe it was my third or fourth trip, it was a little bit vacation, but for me, it's always education too. So I really took advantage of really 5 or 6 days off to visit a great friend of mine, Jacqueline Fong, a former investment banker, who's really taken her knowledge, maybe taken some of her savings, and created an amazing company, a social enterprise called Tenoti, which is basically trying to preserve the indigenous traditions, textiles of some of the many indigenous communities of Sarawak, and turn those textiles into not just, oh, wow, look at those crafts from the past, but some things that are also modern, some things that will continue to be alive. So it's not just about preserving traditions, it's about empowering women, building communities. So that was a long answer to your short question, but so in brief, I want to see this amazing social enterprise and really join Jackie as she went into the field to visit with some of the traditional weavers which she works with to produce these amazing products that are being shown not just in Malaysia, but really all around the world.
So what did you see when you were there, Curtis? You know, often we hear stories about going in and preserving different areas of culture, such as textiles. But what exactly did you see? What's Jackie doing?
So first I flew to the capital of that state, Kuching, where there is the production facility. I was so pleased. I don't know if you all people watched the Oscars this year, but Michelle Yeoh from Malaysia won the Best Actress. And actually, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, Michelle Yeoh was one of the first kind of celebrity visitors to Jackie's. One of the first real visitors to bring attention to the work of Jackie and these traditional weavers. So in Kuching, I returned to the workshops where we saw weavers working, producing a product on these looms, traditional looms, but actually also fascinating because of the pandemic. They've also, Tenoti has worked with weavers to produce PPE, personal protection equipment.
Right.
They produce diaper, cotton or cloth diapers for communities. So again, it's not just about preserving tradition, it's preserving lifestyles and creating employment and opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I saw that in the capital city. But then by tiny little plane, by SUV, by riverboat, we went deep into central Sarawak, so really near the Indonesian border, to visit some of the local communities where I saw, like, in sight, some of the weavers. So, for example, many people know Henry Golding. You know, he's one of the more famous people that have come out of Malaysia, UK, Singapore. He's from a community called the Iban. Iban are known for what are called long houses. So mm-hmm. imagine like a row of houses connected and covering it. There's like a walkway, hallway that connects them all. So Jackie and I and some of her Tanoti team want to visit one of the really more famous, really a national treasure for Malaysia, not just Sarawak, a weaver named Bangi, just an amazing woman. I don't want to say her age, so I'll just say, some people might say she looks 50, but maybe she's a bit older. But anyway, Bangi is one of the most famous weavers in Malaysia. So we went to her place, so we were the guests at her beautiful home in this longhouse. Mm-hmm. And through her, we met some of the community, which Jackie and Tanoti are working with to commission products that will be sold, of course, in Kuching. They're opening a venture in Kuala Lumpur, and of course online. So that's a more established relationship. But what I also did with Jackie is that we went further inland. Iban are more, I would say, closer to the coast. We went into really deeper into the forest. Okay. And met a community called the Penan. The Penan, maybe really 49% of Sarawak are still indigenous communities. And there, Jackie was beginning that relationship. They're more weavers of rattan. So traditional baskets, baby carriers, just some amazing, stunning, beautiful things. And there was fascinating where I saw Jackie work with local community leaders who she was meeting for the first time and talking about how we want to preserve this. And actually, there's a demand for this. But as with any business, it's about access to market. And Tanoti provides that. So really seeing Jackie and her team at work is what I saw firsthand. And it is amazing.
And demand is the key thing there, isn't it? Because when you're bringing these weavers, their products out, and you're coupling that with business, obviously you're trying to couple that, the purpose that she has, but there also have to be profits at the end of the day, right?
Absolutely. This isn't just about charity. Of course, mm-hmm. Charitable contributions are so wonderful too, mm-hmm. But how do you make things sustainable?
That's right.
We talk, I listen to you and we talk about sustainability. Sustainability is a word that can be used in many ways. Mm-hmm. And one is, how do you keep a community sustainable? It cannot be just, let me give them some more money. How do they build products? How do they then take those products to market? And that's where Jack and team, I guess, because she's an investment banker too, she knows how this works, but bringing those skill sets to help a community. I love to see more of that here in Singapore too. It's not like, I can go into the jungles of Singapore and find local communities, but that doesn't mean there aren't opportunities to work here in Singapore with local communities, preserve some of the great traditions of Singapore itself and its many diverse populations that live here.
That's right. Now, speaking of sustainability, Tanoti aside, and they're fascinating. I was having a look. They've brought this product to international houses in London and Paris. So let's move now to the Milken Institute and take a closer look at sustainability and what you're doing on that front.
Yeah, first, for those people who don't know the Milken Institute, mm-hmm. nonprofit, nonpartisan, based out of Los Angeles, and how exciting that we're talking in what will be the 10th anniversary year of the Milken Institute in Singapore. Last fall I got named chair of the Milken Institute Asia Center, but more importantly, the Milken Institute in Asia has built up a reputation of really convening, bringing people together. So you mm-hmm. ask about the sustainability space, and so when people talk about climate, they also throw in sometimes the word finance, because climate finance is so critical. What does that mm-hmm. mean? It could mean, how do we finance the transition from, let's just take advantage of all the fossil fuels that have built this amazing world, but increasingly recognize the not so wonderful consequences of fossil fuels. How do we transition to a world where we use more renewable energies? Mm-hmm. And so the Milken Institute, what we do, whether it's our major event in Singapore, which will come up again this mid-September before the great Singapore Grand Prix F1 night race, or upcoming global conference in Los Angeles, April 30th and May 3rd, is bring together people who have ideas, people who have the access to capital to try and change things. So one specific example that I can give to you is that I've been working with this amazing fellow Asian American. She's actually, some people say, she's part of an indigenous Asian American community too, and that she's a Tibetan American. Tenzin Seldon, one of those Forbes 30, under 30, she might say, let's keep it that way, although I think we're both now well over 40. but Tenzin's so amazing. So she's worked with a great team, again, of financiers and others, to create something called the Pulse Fund. You know, you think about the pulse of the earth, you know, what keeps it alive. But again, thinking differently about how you fund some of these projects. And so what we'll do at Milken is bring attention to people like her, mm-hmm. to new initiatives like her. You know, there's a bit of data out there that talks about how little private equity money flows to women-led organizations, women-led projects. So we got to rethink how we're doing things, or we'll just continue the muddle along. So Milken Institute will bring attention to some of these things. We'll provide a platform for people to promote things. And hopefully, we give people the ideas that they can then take and build on. I'm going to steal a line from, you know, maybe it's from Mike Milken himself, but I'm going to steal a line from one of my colleagues who said, you might have the greatest idea for a new philanthropy, a new business, you know, a way to cure cancer. But sadly, sometimes if you don't have access to capital, it just stays a great idea. And so for Milken, whether it's in Singapore or just recently in Tokyo or the UAE or London, or we do our big events throughout the U.S. from Miami to Los Angeles, it's about bringing people together. And I would say even in these challenging geopolitical times, we need more of these neutral platforms if we are going to move forward.
And just very quickly, Curtis, just to wrap up, how have you seen conversations shifting at the Milken summits when it comes to sustainability? What's business saying? Are perspectives changing?
You know, clearly, if I look over a longer term, so mm-hmm. today versus 10 years ago, when mm-hmm. I first began working with the Milken team, there clearly is so much more talk about mm-hmm. ESG, environment, social, and governance issues, and how do we build that into a business with real metrics, so it's not just seen as PR in a pejorative way. Mm-hmm. But clearly, companies will get great public relations and communications benefits in a way if they're doing the right thing. And so we talk more about the real business aspect of it. And so for me, that's so important, that question you asked about the change in mindset. Because it is happening. Of course, I would love it to happen faster. But the reality, that's how things move forward. Sometimes it is a couple steps back and then we jump ahead. Because I'm also seeing sometimes even a backlash against all this talk about ESG. It's become so sadly political in these areas. So I look to both our leadership, you know, Singapore's great government leadership, but I also look to from the grassroots, someone like a Jackie Fong of Tenati, how we began. What can individuals, whether they're bankers or former bankers, do to identify things at that community indigenous level and bring it to the attention of the big fashion houses or the UNIs looking for something mm-hmm. unique and different that we want to buy. But how wonderful, we're doing something great too. We're helping build a community. We're bringing attention to a tradition here in Asia. You know, and I learned so much about textiles from Jackie. And so one thing, you know, I wish we were on TV because I could show you Songket. Songket, a traditional way of weaving, but it's like, think, imagine silk woven in also with gold or silver threads. And UNESCO has recognized this notion of Indonesian Songket, Malaysian Songket, as part of this intangible, wonderful cultural heritage of Asia.
Thank you so much, Curtis. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Curtis Chin, Chair Milken Institute Asia Center. You've been listening to Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.